1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This passage is often used in reference to the rapture heresy, but there is no rapture, only resurrection. For details, see the section above. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Them which are asleep refers to the dead in Christ. Others sorrow because they do not have the hope we have that the dead will be raised. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. When it says he will bring them with him, it may tempt some to say, see, they are in heaven, they have to come with him. But you can only say that if you presume beforehand that they are already in heaven. The dead in Christ will rise as Christ rose, and when God brings Christ back, he will also bring back them that sleep, the dead, at the same time. The word with, Greek soon, does not suggest that they come from the same place. The preposition with does not change the established position of the dead from being in their graves. Christ himself said that when he comes back, the dead would hear his voice and come out of their graves. That is how they come back with him. The word with refers to the timing here, not to the starting position. It is unreasonable to use this verse to validate the conditioned prejudices which induce some to reject the truth. This verse does not invalidate the idea that the dead will rise from their graves. 1 Thessalonians 4:15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Prevent is being used here in the archaic sense. Most modern translations will say something like precede or go before. As I said at the beginning, there is a specific order to the resurrection. Christ, the dead in Christ, they that are Christ's at his coming. That is why all rapture doctrines are heresy. They interfere with this very specific order of resurrection. There is no rapture. The rapture is a corrupt hijacking of the doctrine of the resurrection. For example, if you believed in a pre-tribulational rapture point of view, you would have living saints rising before the last martyrs have died. That is totally out of order. The living will not precede the dead. That is absolute. The living will not be changed until after the dead rise, and these events occur in close chronological proximity. They are sequential. Christ returns, the dead in Christ rise, and the living saints are changed. It is so simply and plainly laid out in the verses that follow. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Paul repeats the fact that the dead rise first, at that time, at the sound of the trumpet, which, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, is the last trumpet. The church I originally came from teaches that the dead have already risen. So they say that the final clause here, the dead in Christ shall rise first, is added because they have already risen. I have already made clear my feelings on that. Not only is it an abuse of the passage, it is the same heresy of Hymenaeus and Philetus. 2 Timothy 2, verse 17. 1 Thessalonians 4, 17 says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Christ returns, the dead in Christ come back to life and go up to meet him first. Then we which are alive and remain go up to meet them. This is the return of Christ. Simple. That conforms exactly to what I have been saying, that there is a specific order to the resurrection. After this point, you can't have more saints dying and waiting for resurrection. That would be out of order. This is the last day. We meet the Lord in the air, but it should be noted that we do not go to heaven, because this happens as Jesus Christ is returning to earth. I tried to portray this in my video for Mark chapter 13. You can see it on YouTube. In that video, from about 5 minutes and 30 seconds, we see the dead rise and meet the Lord in the sky, and they return together immediately to Jerusalem. Since Christ is returning to Jerusalem, it makes sense to meet him in the air. Jerusalem is a long way from Illinois and many other places. The church I originally came from, the Shepherd's Chapel, teaches that the word air here refers to the breath of life body. I do not dispute the fact that we are going to be changed into a celestial or glorious body in the resurrection. What I object to is the manipulation of this text to obscure the fact that the meeting with Christ takes place in the sky. The only reason they attempt to make this word mean air body is because of the objection to flying away. But that is throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Meeting the Lord in the air makes sense. If Paul wanted to reference the resurrected body, he would have used terms like he usually would. He wouldn't suddenly interject the Greek word for air instead of body when he could have used clear terms like glorified body or spiritual body if that was what he wanted to communicate. It is such an unnecessary manipulation of the text. 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The dead sleep, but will rise, as Jesus rose, and we will all be reunited in the resurrection when Jesus comes back. Those are the words by which we should comfort one another. But what are the words people usually comfort one another with? Don't cry, Mabel. Charlie is with Jesus now. Weep not, Fred. Gladys is smiling down on us from heaven. She wouldn't want you to be sad.
Oh, Susan, don't you know that Billy is in a better place?
Are those the words Paul told us to comfort one another with? Is there any place in the Bible where such words are used to comfort those that mourn? No, and no.